Chris Stapleton on Lightning 100, second one to know as we continue a very special 615-day live from Bonnaroo. It's powered by Mill Creek Brewing and ML Rose Craft Beer and Burgers. It is Jason reporting for duty on this Saturday morning. Another gorgeous morning here in Middle Tennessee. Definitely a little bit warmer than it has been at this point the last couple of days, but we'll definitely take this weather. Absolutely gorgeous. Feels like mid-70s, little breeze, and not only that, but kicking off today's show with the one and only Paul McDonald.
What's going on?
You found your way back, man.
I'm back. We meet again.
And yeah. And as always, not just on time, but early. It's like I hadn't even started like prepping, getting ready for the show yet. And hey, there's Paul. He's here already.
Make sure you let the folks know. Yeah, I was here an hour
That's
early.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
in, make the pass through, got yourself a slicey pie for breakfast.
Yep, classic Bonnaroo style. A slice of pepperoni pizza for breakfast.
Yeah. Bonnaroo tradition. If you stand it up, you know, to point first, that's basically the Bonnaroo food pyramid.
It's the Bonnaroo food pyramid. Yeah.
I think my own personal record, I believe, was 2012. I think I had 9 slices over the course of the weekend.
Wow.
You have to take it while you can get it, because it's like, unless you're at a festival.
For sure.
That's where spicy pie
that's
is,
That's where you're going to get it, man.
So we are here backstage at Bonnaroo. Paul, back down for the first time since, I think you said maybe 2014?
2014, yeah. The first time I played it was 2008.
High Tide Blues, right? Yeah.
We played the little small stage in the center of it. We won like a battle of the bands to get here, you know?
Nice.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man.
That's very cool. And then with the Revivalists in 2014?
Yeah, we just sat in with them. Yeah, I hopped up and sang. So it's been a few years, but I'm happy to be back, man.
Ah, well, good to have you here, man. It's always good to see your smiling face here,
man,
on the farm in Manchester.
Here.
Right on. So, you're going to be playing later on this afternoon out at the Ville. Right around 4 o'clock is when it kicks off. KS Rhodes, Bree Kennedy, and Among Savages, in addition to yourself. Looking forward to that. Any special surprises you got up your sleeve?
I haven't thought about it, but there will be some excellent super surprises. Yeah, I just haven't planned them out yet.
There you go. Yeah. So if you're listening on your way down to Manchester, definitely make plans to swing by the Ville coming up this afternoon. It'll be a great round of music. So I know we were kind of laughing because you played Musician's Corner, was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Last week.
So you were in the studio with Adam and I last week. It's like, well, what should we talk about, man? What have you been doing the last week?
Yeah, have I been doing? You know all about it. Yeah, I did the show last week.
Right.
You know, here I am. Yeah, same kind of deal, you know. Staying busy making music and, you know, happy to still be doing it, man.
Right on. So from, like, going from here, like, the next month, what does the next month look like for you?
I'm actually back in town. I'm back in Nashville for a while, which is awesome. I'm working on the next record, writing, all that kind of stuff. I got a few shows here and there, but the main push will be in October. I'm going to go out and do like my first kind of headlining show with headlining tour with the band, bringing the band back out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So already working on mapping that out, or still just kind of getting the actual production together?
Getting all the production and booking the dates right now, but we're planning on doing a full month. I mean, I'll be out at least. Trying to do as many shows as we can do, and mostly throughout the Southeast, Midwest kind of thing. Man.
And obviously that's where you kind of got your start. You know that circuit well.
Oh yeah,
Between Auburn and Athens.
Georgia, all this.
And then
we used to do
UT
all the college shows. Athens. We would play shows down in like in Oxford, Mississippi. It's all the college, you know, SEC schools.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, we had some good times down there.
Yeah,
we used to play the Floribama down in Gulf Shores. That was pretty rowdy. It's like a beach dive bar. Yeah, man, that was spring break. You know, we had some good times, dude.
Paul McDonald joining me here backstage at Bonnaroo again. He's going to be performing out here on the farm right around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Here a little bit early, and you got in last night, yesterday afternoon?
I got in last night, yeah. So I came in, that's what I love about this festival. There's a whole lot of folks artists I'm not familiar with, so I wanted to get down and check out a bunch of people.
Some that you are familiar with.
Of course,
I think you mentioned you caught some of the Childish Gambino set.
Childish Gambino was
that the first time that you had seen him?
First time I'd ever seen him, yeah.
Same here. Yeah. And were you as blown away as
I mean, he's brilliant.
Like speechless, amazed, just you transfixed and can't look away.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I mean, it's just like the stage production was just incredible. hitting all those notes, going from Marvin yeah. Gaye to Smokey Robinson yeah. in one tune. It was yeah. just amazing. So that was cool. That was really cool. Did you get a chance to see anybody else? Any late night shows or?
Yeah, last we were talking about it earlier. Brockhampton, I believe, was the name of the group.
Yeah. Hamill was telling me about Brockhampton.
It was this was like a late night thing that I walked into and didn't really know what was happening, but it's like a rap collective out of Colorado, and there's 10 dudes on stage. They're all wearing these silver spacesuits, and they were all free. They're all rapping and dancing around. They claim to be like the best boy band. Is what they said. We're the best boy band in the world. And I was like, and man, that's legit. That was real fun. Courtney Barnett was awesome. Yeah. That was something that really inspired me.
That was a lot of really cool, great sound made by three people on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that she could play really well, but she can shred.
Dude, she's a shredder.
It was amazing. It was, I mentioned too, we were here in the radio compound right when her set started, and it was on one of the screens, in one of the tents, and I hear this real thick Australian accent go, oh, we were just headed that way to see that, and that's like the worst Australian accent this is a band. So they actually stopped for a few minutes because, oh yeah, we know the drummer, and I don't know, everybody in Melbourne knows each other.
Yeah. Especially when you're doing festivals across the pond, it's pretty cool.
Always good to see a familiar face,
you're like,
right?
Oh, hey man, we're doing this together, it's cool.
Very cool. Got Paul McDonald backstage here at Bonnaroo. Again, he's going to be performing. If you're headed out here from Nashville or Murfreesboro or wherever you might be listening, definitely make plans to be out at the Ville 4 p.m. We're going to see Paul in addition to K.S. Rhodes, Bree Kennedy, and Among Savages. So looking at today's schedule, are you... You're going to have some time to check out any of these bands?
Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on checking out Hozier. A few of my buddies in Nashville are playing in his band. Casey.
You mentioned you saw a couple of her band members.
Just bumped into some of those guys. I either see them at festivals or at El Haliencia on Gallatin. Yeah. I just bumped into them the other day. I was like, hey, what's up, guys? Y'all must be back in town.
But you heard it here first on Lightning 100. Now you know where some of Casey's band goes to enjoy.
Tons of musicians in that spot, man. Let's see. Who else am I going to check out? John Prine. I want to see Jim James. Is always great, man. The Lonely Island. That sounds like that sounds like a fun time.
As a morning show guy that's still trying, it's like as soon as I get acclimated to the Bonnaroo schedule and climate and all that, it's over.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I have like one day to get back into that, 3:30 in the morning is when the alarm goes off. So the Lonely Island taking the stage at 12:30. I might have to take a nap, but I'm really hoping to check that out. Yeah, we might have to check that out together.
I'm into that, man.
I'm definitely in with you on the Jim James doing the full band set.
Dude, he's so good.
It's looking very forward to that. So a lot of great music still to come. I know, Rustin Kelly actually going to be taking the stage,
Rustin's
too.
Rustin's awesome.
Rustin always puts on a great show.
Great show, man. I've known him for years and years, man. It's... that last record he put out is excellent.
Yeah, Dying Star, really good stuff. In fact, I'm sure you'll be hearing some of that as we roll through this very special edition of 615 Day live from Bonnaroo. We're going to be playing all local artists that have either played or will be playing this year's Bonnaroo over the years. Hard to believe it's year 18 for Bonnaroo. And
I was talking to someone the other day. I came to the very first one. I was a senior in high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was fresh after my senior year. And then the next year, James Brown played.
Yes.
Which was one of my all-time favorite. This was back when the fest was primarily kind of jammy, more in the jam scene. So I remember just seeing a bunch of like hippies spirit dancing in the afternoon with James Brown set, and I was like, this is unbelievable.
America.
It was one of my favorite concerts.
We were comparing notes last night. It's just we started talking about somebody brought up one of their favorite sets, and then people kind of just started walking up that have been here in the compound. I mean, we've got a cast of dozens here that make this all work.
For sure.
So we started, all right, off the top of your head, what's the favorite set? You know, pick one of your favorites that you've ever seen. And I have so many, but I locked up. It was like,
oh, man.
I can't, okay. And then they just started rolling. Well, I saw the Police here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd never seen that. Springsteen. I saw Springsteen here when Max Weinberg's kid came out and played like five songs in the set.
They did like Santa Claus Comes to Town that night.
And then I believe Fish played that year, and then we ended up in the pit for part of the Fish show. And Springsteen came out and played Mustang Sally with him. So it's like, I mean,
I remember this.
Can't wrap your head around all of it. It's like there's so much. The year Primus played on which stage, they went on at about 1 a.m. and played well after the sun came up. Yeah. My Morning Jacket did
I
that one.
I remember that. That was 2008.
Because the Metallica year, because Kirk Hammett came out on stage.
Oh, man.
It started pouring down rain, and it was like, I don't care. I'm not missing this, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's crazy, and it's a great time here at Bonnaroo, and we are so thankful and privileged to be here and to bring 615 Day to you from Bonnaroo. And, of course, we've got plenty of local artists that have played the festival, are playing the festival this year. And thank you, Paul, for being here early.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always, man. Always a blast. And I'm sure you'll be dropping in to the studio in the morning.
Oh,
you
know
where to find us,
man. I know exactly where you guys are.
And I know where to find you at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'll definitely be out there to check out that set. But, man, thanks so much, as always, for making some time.
Cheers, brother.
Always glad to chat with you,
bud.
Right on. Let's get on some Paul McDonald right now. Here's Wild Card on Lightning 100.